The remote hearing of the Capital Investment Committee for April 16th is called to order. This remote hearing is taking place in accordance to House Rule 10.01 and is being live streamed by the House Public Info. Mr. Lanchesky, please take the roll.
Representative Fooley.
Lee, present.
Representative Fooley, present. Representative Mary Murphy.
Murphy, present.
Representative Mary Murphy, present. Representative Dean Erdahl.
Erdahl, present.
Representative Dean Erdahl, present. Representative Esther Abaje.
Present.
Representative Esther Abaje, present. Representative Kayla Berg.
Present.
Representative Kayla Berg, present. Representative Greg Davids.
Davids, present.
Representative Greg Davids, present. Representative Keith Franke.
Franke, present.
Representative Keith Franke, present. Representative Mike Freiberg.
Present.
Representative Mike Freiberg, present. Representative Rick Hansen.
Present.
Representative Rick Hansen, present. Representative John Hewitt.
Present.
Representative John Hewitt, present. Representative Leon Lilly. Representative Eric Lucero.
Only one cup of coffee into Friday so far.
Representative Eric Lucero, present. Representative Rena Moran.
Present.
Representative Rena Moran, present. Representative Nels Pearson.
Nels Pearson, present.
Representative Nels Pearson, present. Representative Donald Raleigh.
Raleigh, present.
Representative Donald Raleigh, present. Representative Jordan Rasmussen.
Rasmussen, present.
Representative Jordan Rasmussen, present. Representative Liz Ryer.
Present.
Representative Liz Ryer, present. Representative Nolan West.
Present.
Representative Nolan West, present. Representative Jay Zhang.
Here.
Representative Jay Zhang, present. Representative Leon Lilly.
Lilly, present.
Representative Leon Lilly, present. Members, with the conclusion of the roll call, please mute your devices. A quorum is present.
Thank you, Mr. Lanchesky. A quorum is present. Representative Murphy, do I have a motion to approve the minutes for April 14th?
I move approval of the minutes for April 14th as printed.
Representative Murphy moves approval of the minutes for April 14th. Any discussion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay. The motion prevails and the minutes for April 14th is approved. Members, we walked through the DE amendment and spreadsheet to House File 337, the Omnibus 2021 bonding bill on Monday and heard public testimony on Wednesday. And so today is the markup day and vote on House File 337. Right before we start, I want to remind you that we have a hard stop at 9:30. And if we cannot get done by then, then we'll have to come back on Monday at 8 a.m. And so it is my hope that we could move this out of committee today. Chair Murphy, would you take over the chairship, please?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Will you please begin the walkthrough on House File 337?
Madam Chair, I'd like to move House File 337 to get it before the committee with a recommendation that it is referred to the Ways and Means Committee.
All right. Chair Lee, do you move the DE amendment coded A210158 to get the bill in the shape that you desire?
Yes, Chair Murphy, I move the DE amendment coded A21-0158.
All those in favor of the DE amendment coded A210158, please say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion prevails and the DE amendment coded A210158 to House File 337 is adopted.
Madam Chair, I also have the A5 author's amendment.
All right, Representative Lee, and what is the code on that?
So it is the A5 amendment, and this should be a member's packet. So, Madam Chair, can I proceed with explaining the amendment?
Please proceed.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair and members. So the A5 amendment made some edits to what we have in the DE amendment that we just adopted. We have a request from the DNR to make sure that any remaining money with the appropriation can be used for asset preservation. We made a edit to the language that we have for DNR trails. We also have language from MMB around the Minnesota Historical Society. And then we made changes to the solar energy generation fund that's in the bill. We made a slight change to the Mighty Duck program. We made some changes to the passenger rail program, according to advice from MMB. We made a technical change to the bus rapid transit lines. We also made some changes to the redevelopment grant requirement language as requested by MMB. We made some changes to the Whatcom Teepee appropriation, taking out some language since this is a general fund appropriation. We have some change to the African Economic Development Solutions. We made a change to the Native American Community Clinic just to make sure that these language actually fit with the appropriation. That's the same for the meat processing facility change, as well as the next to the Youth Mental Health and Wellness Center and the New American Center for Health Workforce Development. There's additional change in there for the Solar Energy Generation Fund. We made a change to the number for the Regional Exchange District Public Infrastructure Project to make sure that the number lines up with the appropriation that was passed. We made some changes to the Rice Creek modification. We have a modification for the St. Louis River cleanup to extend them. We made an extension to the Upper Harbor modification in 2018. We made a change to the Avivo appropriation per discussion with MMB and Hennepin County. We also have recommendations from the administration around language for the railroad grade separation. And then we also added some change to the DOC Department of Corrections report that I have in there based off of recommendations from the Association of Minnesota Counties. And with that, Madam Chair, that's the amendment that's before the A5 author's amendment.
Okay. That's the H-O-337-A-5?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Okay. And you're moving that at this time?
I'm moving that at this time, Madam Chair.
Okay. Are there any questions? Is there any further discussion? Chair Lee has moved the author's amendment coded H-O-337-A-5. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The motion prevails and H-O-337-A-5 amendment is adopted. Are there any other amendments?
Madam Chair, I don't have any other amendments.
All right, Representative Erdahl, may we proceed? Okay. If there are, doesn't
so,
seem to be.
Madam Chair.
Representative Erdahl.
So we are in discussion on the bill now?
No, not yet.
Okay, then I don't have anything yet.
Okay. Is there any other discussion? All those in favor of H-O-337-5-A-5 amendment, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Aye. The motion prevails and H-O-337-A-5 amendment is adopted. Okay. There are no, and Ms. Nash, that there's nothing else that I have to do right now?
There are no further amendments, so now it's time for discussion.
Is there further discussion of House File 337 as amended? Mr. Chair.
Chair Murphy, I believe Representative Erdahl have his hands up.
Oh, I don't see that. I can't see when your hands are up.
It's up.
Okay, thank you, Representative Erdahl.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Chair Lee. And also, I'd like to take this occasion to thank all the staff who have been working so hard throughout the session on doing this. Ms. Nash, our staff, Harry Miracle, of course, Joe, and the nonpartisan staff. And I'm not going to keep listing people because I'll forget someone. But thank you all who have been working on this. Now, we have made repeated requests to divide this bill, separate out the corrections from the rest of the bill. We feel that that's important. We don't want to see these linked. Our requests have gone unheeded. Now, this is an important reason why you will have no Republican support for this bill. Also, the bill is largely devoid of projects important to us and has an extensive metro area bias at the expense of greater Minnesota. I know the bill will pass today, and it'll go to Ways and Means, where it's going to sit. I don't know for how long, but it will be until someone decides that it's time to get serious about this. And at that point, we'll work with you to try to get a bill done that can pass. Thank you.
All right. Representative Fu Lee, Mr. Chair.
Madam Chair, I'd like to see if the other members want to comment. Just real quickly to Representative Erdahl's comment, thank you, Representative Erdahl, for being in communication with me. And like I have mentioned, that this is just the start of the proposal for us as we go forward. And I encourage yourself and members of the Minority Caucus to work with myself and members of the Majority Caucus to get to a proposal that we can agree with. And like you mentioned, you know, this is going to Ways and Means. We don't know where, when we will take this up. And so we still have an ability to work on this proposal as we go forward. And I hope that all members of the committee and of the House will reach out and work with us to move this forward. Thank you, Madam Chair. Okay.
Thank you. Representative Jay Zong.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll just keep this very short. I want to thank you, Madam Chair, Murphy, Mr. Chair Lee, for your leadership on crafting this bill, which I think is very historical, and also addresses many of the issues today, especially in our BIPOC communities. And so I can't think of any other reasons not to move forward with this, and it is my hope that my colleagues on the other side of the aisle see the historic impact and the great jobs and programs that it will bring to our communities who have often been left out of the process. And so I'm looking forward to everyone working together to ensure that we pass a great bonding bill this session.
Thank you, Jay Zong, Representative. Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the committee. I think this is a good committee bill. I want to highlight one particular area that helps us with addressing climate change, and that's the historic investment in reforestation. We look at the past 20 years, and this is the largest amount we've provided for reforestation, something that hadn't been done last year because of COVID. We just haven't, when we harvest trees, we need to replant them, and we need to replant a lot more trees. And so a $5 million investment in our natural environment, in addition, $3.6 million for the upgrading the Bedora Nursery so that we can be planting millions of trees in the future. Thank you, Chair Lee and members of the committee. That will pay off for generations to come. Thank you.
Representative Liz Ryer.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would also like to echo all of the thanks that people have offered to staff and leadership. I'd like to also to highlight one thing, and that is the housing investment that we're making through this bonding bill, which to me is one of the most powerful, most valuable pieces, and by the way, has very strong statewide relevance, particularly thinking about the $100 million in bonds for public housing, those will go predominantly to Greater Minnesota housing agencies to help maintain that essential housing stock across all of the communities in our state. So thank you, and I would encourage everyone to help vote this bill out of committee.
Thank you. Representative Esther Abaje.
Thank you so much, Madam Chair. I also want to lend my similar comments to say thank you so much to Chair Lee for bringing us together and putting together such a strong bill. I particularly want to highlight the sections related to equity. You know, we have a number of projects in there that really support communities that don't often have the same access and opportunity that others do to receive support from the state. So I really hope that we can continue to do that work. We have, you know, done that work throughout all sections of the bill, making sure that we are making sure that Minnesota is enhanced and works for everyone. And I really want to continue to urge members of this committee to pass this bill out of committee. Thank you so much.
Representative Leon Lilly.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Chair Lee. You know, this is a great bill. You know, you've taken us on an amazing journey this year with all these meetings. You know, it's just all the input and just hearing so many different presentations, and it's just a neat committee bill that you've put together, and you've taken us all on this journey and with the staff and the team, but you know, we've heard from projects all over Minnesota, and they're in the bill. And, you know, Minnesota can do this. We, you know, this is a bold bill. It's, you know, and the state, you know, we've been, the economy's come around and we're stable. And this bill shows that we can handle this in this year and then have another bill next year to continue building a better Minnesota. But thank you for doing this. I hate to mention across the street, but they're not making any effort over there to meet and have all these presentations. And I just really thank you for just having all these presentations and hearing from all these projects on both sides of the aisle. And I just really applaud the effort and the bill.
Okay. Representative Freiberg.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This has been my first time on the Capital Investment Committee, and it's been really interesting and really exciting, and I'm really happy to see that we've been able to put together such a balanced bill here. Includes substantial investment in asset preservation for important state assets like the Purpich Center, the University of Minnesota. The equity projects that Representative Abaje talked about are, I think, incredibly important to move forward, and I'm happy to see the modifications are included in this bill as well. Representative Hansen, Chair Hansen, talked about just some of the important environmental things in there. Another one in there that he didn't mention is the inflow and infiltration grants. This is a perennial issue in the metro area and actually statewide. I'm glad there's an investment in there to continue to address this issue. If we don't address it, there's a possibility of sewers backing up into our lakes and rivers. So I'm really glad to see that in there. It's a really important issue in the district I represent. It's an issue we've made a lot of efforts to address as well. So I think there's just a host of good projects in this bill, and I'll be really proud to support it.
Representative Eric Lucero.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. And I just wanted to make a few remarks here. Now that we've heard the majority party pat themselves on the back for a bill that's going absolutely nowhere, I just look forward to a time when there's an actual exercising of leadership to actually, instead of just saying from the majority party, we look forward to the minority party reaching out to us. I look forward to the day where the majority party actually exercises leadership to actually come together with a bill that's going to better all of Minnesota. I look forward to that future date. Thank you.
Okay. Is there any other representative that wishes to speak at this time? Mr. Chair, Ms. Representative Lee.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, members, for for those comments and to the previous comments, you know, Representative Lucero, I appreciate you bringing that up. And I have made it known at the very start in January that I'm open to having conversation. I have met with the Minority Caucus too and extended invitation for all of you to work with us. And, you know, I can't really, you know, do more than offer that and see where we come. And now that we have a proposal that's been released since Sunday, I look forward to having those ongoing dialogue. I want to know what is the we have met during the break with some of your members, and I know what are their priorities too. And, you know, we have heard from the other side, the other body, and, you know, from your caucus about the need for asset preservation, and that's what we have in here. In our bill, Madam Chair, we have half of the bill it makes up for asset preservation and for geo bonding. House File 337 also leverages millions in non-state funds, so we maximize our investment like areas in RIM, which is going to go throughout the state of Minnesota, mostly in greater Minnesota, transportation and passenger rail. Representative Ryer and mentioned about what we have for affordable housing. We also have funding in there for Redwood Falls Veterans Cemetery so that we could attract those federal dollars. We have House File 337 makes unprecedented and historical investment in emergency shelter, permanent affordable housing, and public housing rehab so that every Minnesotan have a safe and warm place to stay and to really lay at their heads at night. House File 337, Madam Chair, also invests in our youngest Minnesotans by including child care facilities in greater Minnesota and early learning facilities across the state of Minnesota. House File 337 will help desperate small business owners in our core cities so that they could rebuild and prosper again. House File 337 also makes our state cleaner and more resilient. House File 337, Madam Chair, continues the commitment to equity that was started under your leadership, Madam Chair, in the 2020 bonding bill. Now more than ever, we must invest in equity projects to address Minnesota's persistent racial disparities. We need to engage underserved communities and ask how they are impacted by our bonding decisions. Finally, Madam Chair, House File 337 creates thousands and thousands of good-paying jobs, takes advantage of historically low interest rates, and ultimately moves our state forward so that we emerge from the pandemic as a stronger, better, and more inclusive Minnesota. And with that, Madam Chair, I'd like to renew my motion to have House File 337 as amended be referred to the Ways and Means Committee.
Representative Lee has moved that House File 337 as amended be referred to the Ways and Means Committee. Is there any further discussion? Does any member have any further thing to say? Since this is a final vote, Mr. Lencheski, will you call the roll?
Representative Lee.
Lee, aye.
Representative Lee, aye. Representative Murphy.
Definitely aye.
Representative Murphy, aye. Representative Erdahl.
No.
Representative Erdahl, no. Representative Abadje.
Aye.
Representative Abadje, aye. Representative Berg.
Enthusiastically, aye.
Representative Berg, aye. Representative Davids.
Davids, no.
Representative Davids, no. Representative Frankie.
No.
Representative Frankie, no. Representative Freiberg.
Yes.
Representative Freiberg, aye. Representative Hansen.
Aye.
Representative Hansen, aye. Representative Hewitt.
Aye.
Representative Hewitt, aye. Representative Lilly.
Lilly, aye.
Representative Lilly, aye. Representative Lucero.
A gleeful no.
Representative Lucero, nay. Representative Moran.
That's awesome.
Aye.
Representative Moran, aye. Representative Pearson.
Pearson, no.
Representative Pearson, nay. Representative Raleigh.
Raleigh is a nay.
Representative Raleigh, nay. Representative Rasmussen.
Rasmussen, no.
Representative Rasmussen, nay. Representative Ryer.
Ryer, aye.
Representative Ryer, aye. Representative West.
West, no.
Representative West, nay. Representative Zhang.
Yes.
Representative Zhang, aye. 11 ayes and 8 nays.
Chair Murphy?
Mr. Lee, Representative Lee, the vote has been taken and the House File 337 as amended is referred to Ways and Means Committee. The staff is directed to make technical changes that are needed. Representative Lee?
Thank you, Madam Chair. So we do have the next bill on the agenda is House File 506 and for members to know that this will be the vehicle bill for us to take up and send out to Ways and Means too, Madam Chair. And so I move House File 506 before the committee with a recommendation that is refers to the Ways and Means Committee.
Chair Lee, will you please explain your bill?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Like I mentioned, this is a vehicle bill for us to send to Ways and Means in the hopes that we could get a deal together with all the caucuses here in the legislature. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. Chair Lee renews this motion. Is there any further discussion of the motion to move House File 506 to Ways and Means as the vehicle bill? Representative Lucero.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And just a question for the chair. Could you just confirm my understanding of this vehicle bill we're about to vote on? This is the actual bill that we'll see when the majority caucus actually gets serious in wanting to put together a bill that'll actually pass.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Representative Lucero, for the question. Like I have said before, you know, the omnibus House File 337, you know, if the minority caucus wants to work with us to get a bill to move forward, we could actually take it up in Ways and Means and send it off the floor, too. And so it is my hope that we could get the participation of the minority caucus for us to put a bill together and move it forward. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Thank you, Representative Lee. Is there any further discussion? House File 506 is a vehicle bill, and it is common practice to have a vehicle bill in place in the Ways and Means Committee. And working cooperatively, we could pass House File 337 and we could pass 506. The motion, all those in favor of the motion of House File 506 being passed to Ways and Means, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
Point of order.
Excuse me. I bet I know what that point of order is. Mr. Lencheski, will you call the roll, please?
Representative Lee.
Lee, aye.
Representative Lee, aye. Representative Murphy.
Aye.
Representative Murphy, aye. Representative Erdahl.
Erdahl, aye.
Representative Erdahl, aye. Representative Abaje.
Aye.
Representative Abaje, aye. Representative Berg.
Aye.
Representative Berg, aye. Representative Davids.
Davids, aye.
Representative Davids, aye. Representative Frankie.
Frankie, aye.
Representative Frankie, aye. Representative
Davids, aye.
Representative Freiberg,
vote aye.
Okay. Representative Freiberg, aye. Representative Hansen.
Aye.
Representative Hansen, aye. Representative Hewitt.
Aye.
Representative Hewitt, aye. Representative Lilly.
Lilly, aye.
Representative Lilly, aye. Representative Lucero.
No.
Representative Lucero, nay. Representative Moran.
Aye.
Representative Moran, aye. Representative Pearson.
Pearson votes aye.
Representative Pearson, aye. Representative Raleigh.
Raleigh, aye, and Chair, you never addressed the point of order.
Oh, Representative Raleigh, aye. Representative Rasmussen.
Rasmussen, no.
Representative Rasmussen, nay. Representative Ryer.
Ryer, aye.
Representative Ryer, aye. Representative West.
West, aye.
Representative West, aye. Representative Zhang.
Aye.
Representative Zhang, aye. 17 ayes and 2 nays.
Madam Chair, this is Representative Raleigh.
Representative Raleigh.
Thank you, Madam Chair. A point of order was raised. The Chair made a decision to preempt the decision and made a ruling by the Chair of what she thought that the point of order was going to be. And I would request that the Chair readdress the point of order.
Thank you, Representative Raleigh. Would you state your point of order, please?
Madam Chair, it was not my point of order.
Oh. Well, whoever made the point of order.
Madam Chair, this is Representative Rasmussen. I made the point of order to request a roll call, given our rules. So I think it's been addressed. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Representative Rasmussen. I did not see the point of order. I did not see that there was a point of order. I heard that there was a point of order after I had said to call the roll. I'm sorry. Is there any other questions about the procedure that took place? Does anyone want to redo the procedure?
No, Madam Chair, you did great.
Well, that's one person's opinion. But is there any other procedural question? Representative Erdahl, did I see that your hand was up?
No, it wasn't. At least it shouldn't have.
All right, thank you. Is there any other discussion to take place? Okay. Mr. Lincheski, House File 506 passed with 17-2. Is that my understanding?
Yes, 17 ayes, 2 nays.
Okay, so House File 506 will be sent to Ways and Means as our vehicle bill. Is there any other business to come before the committee?
Madam Chair, I just wanted to provide some closing comments for all of you. Just want to say thank you for members for working with us. This is our 27th meeting of the House Capital Investment Committee. We have covered a lot of ground since our first hearing over 3 months ago. I can not thank all of you, both members in the minority and in the majority caucus, for your engagement and the often difficult conversations that we have, and to do due diligence for all of us. I'd like to thank Vice Chair Murphy for her guidance in taking the gavel when needed, and Representative Erdahl for keeping an open line of communication. I'd also like to thank and extend my deepest gratitude to our nonpartisan staff, House Research Analyst Chelsea Griffin, and Fiscal Analyst Mr. Andy Lee, to our partisans researchers, Jennifer Nelson and Mr. Harry Miracle, and our committee staff, the CLA, Joel Lincheski, and the CA, the Committee Administrator, Jenny Nash. Everyone worked hard and did their part to move the process along, and I'm very proud of our committee and the work that we have accomplished. And I see one hands up, Representative Lucero.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I just wanted to take a brief moment and to thank you. This has been one of the most professionally run committees that I've sat on this term. And I have not been on a committee with you before, I don't believe, but to be on the committee with you as chair, I can say that you are very well-spoken, you're very organized, and it's been a pleasure serving with you as chair. I'm very appreciative of your professionalism. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Representative Lucero, and I really appreciate you bringing the tough questions and, you know, bringing it up in the committee. I think that this is great for the state of Minnesota, for all of us who hear the different perspectives from all members and representing your constituents. And so, members, again, thank you all for this. And with that, we conclude the regularly scheduled meetings for the session. All future meetings, this session will be at the call of the chair. This meeting is adjourned.